EE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
News, I'm Richard Cantu. Fewer than 200 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners remain grounded after Friday's mishap with an Alaska Airlines flight.
The missing panel that blew out where an emergency door would go was found in a backyard in Oregon. This is National Transportation Safety Board Chief Jennifer Homedy.
We are still looking for the bottom hinge fitting and a spring. It's a pretty large spring. The fitting is a green circular piece with a hole in it.
She says having these missing parts is not key to the investigation, but it helps to have them. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A three-judge panel of the Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court takes arguments today on Donald Trump's immunity claims against charges in the insurrection in 2021. Taiwan, which holds presidential and parliamentary elections Saturday, says China launched a satellite, alerts sent to cell phones warning of a missile flyover. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is under a winter storm watch. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it will be windy, too. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana on Monday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Up Front he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers says he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers move up from the top 25. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers, after beating Nebraska over the weekend, moving up six spots to the number 15th ranked team in the nation. Marquette fell out of the top 10 after losing to Seton Hall. The Golden Eagles now ranked 11th. NBA, the Bucks with another loss at home, this time to the Utah Jazz, 132-116. Damian Lillard out due to personal reasons. Fans starting to boo last night at Fiserv Forum. Giannis says he can't blame them.
I think we have great fans, but like, I don't want to leave. Don't play hard. You don't give everything to the team. There's times that you might get booed. I'll boo myself. I was like, I heard the boo and I was like, boo. I was like, in my head, I was booing myself.
Charles Barkley on TNT.
They're going to have to find a way to get better defensively. This is what Adrian Griffin's got to come in and say, hey, guys, we're scoring enough points. But does he have the personality to challenge those guys? Because when you win games, you don't address things. They're awful defensively.
That's Charles Barkley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through the rest of today and into tonight. We're talking 8 to 12 inches of accumulation. The wind is going to be an issue, too, with gusts of 35, even up to 40 at times later today and tonight. That will create blowing snow. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Zone. On the job till the cows come home. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, and it looks like our weather folks are going to be on the job for quite a little while, at least the next 48 hours or so. Morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Glad to be back along with you. Thank you to so much to Charity Seebecker, Stephanie Hoff for holding down the fort over the past few days so that I had a chance for a little bit of a family break up at the farm. Now back to business. And boy, we'll get started with a bang today weather-wise. So everybody under a winter storm advisory this morning. It's going to last well into Wednesday. Some of the snow precipitation is expected to be very measurable, north of 8 inches. We'll find out about specifics when Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, joins us in about 15 minutes. What I can tell you is daytime highs today are expected to be right around 34 degrees. It's not just the snow, it's the gusty winds we're going to have to watch out for today. Up to 24 miles an hour or better. Might even get gusts near 40 miles an hour. Again, 100% chance of snow for today. Tonight, we'll drop down to 27. Tomorrow, it looks like we've got another pretty good chance of at least a little snow in the morning. Then it should taper off. Daytime highs on Wednesday, around 31 degrees. Then pretty manageable but cold the rest of the week. Thursday, 27. Friday, 27, with more snow in the forecast. Like I said, Stu will paint us a little bit more vivid picture on that weather, joining us in about 15 minutes. Also joining us this morning, John Heinberg, Market Advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Stick around.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for. Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
You know, one of the bright spots we're looking forward to in 2024 is involving transportation for Wisconsin agricultural goods. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Before the holiday break, I had an opportunity to head on over to the Port of Milwaukee, where the DeLong Company, along with state and federal investments, are helping to get agricultural products moving internationally from the Port of Milwaukee. Brandon Bickham can tell you all about it. He's the head of exports for the DeLong Company, and really their Port of Milwaukee facility is kind of his baby. I started off finding out a little bit more about Brandon's background and how he sees business developing for the Port of Milwaukee.
Well, you know, I'll start maybe in reverse. I've been with DeLong's a little over 17 years, grew up on a corn and soybean farm in north central Nebraska, and that's my story.
And now the world is your oyster, quite literally. When did you really get engaged and excited about what the DeLong Company, the city of Milwaukee, state of Wisconsin was talking about on this port project?
Well, you know, 4 years ago, the Port of Milwaukee invited us to come up and just tour the port. Just, you know, if you have any ideas, let's take a look around and see what's available. So we did. We started thinking about, you know, what potential the port may have. And that's really what kicked this whole thing off. And then the port was instrumental in coming up with ideas to help fund the project, what property was available, all those things. So really, about 4 years ago, was the catalyst.
So you're a landlocked Nebraska guy that now is working on water arteries. What have you learned? Tell me a little bit about what that learning curve's been like.
Well, you know, over the last 17 years, I've been involved in DeLong's export program. So, you know, you get a lot better at geography, amazingly, but you know, we've been exporting corn, soybeans, wheat, feed grains to Asia for, you know, the last 25 years. And it's just in the last four, we've been exploring this market in Northern Europe, North Africa, Middle East. So, you know, it's kind of applying things you already know to new markets, new modes of transportation. So, you know, it is different, but it's really the same too.
Right. What does the Port of Milwaukee offer that people at first glance aren't going to think about?
Well, I think, number one, the Port of Milwaukee wants to grow. They want new tenants. They appreciate Wisconsin agriculture. They appreciate what the DeLong Company can bring to this. And they've really walked with us hand in hand over the last 4 years to bring this project to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you find critical as far as components for a successful launch on something like this? It's not unusual to see, you know, back in the day, grain was coming in. It's just that it's been a long time since that industry was vibrant again. Tell me, what were some of the critical investments that had to be made to make this viable?
You know, number one, the largest thing we had to do differently than other Great Lakes ports is we had to build a facility that could handle feed products, DDGs, soybean meal, byproducts of the processing industry in this country. Mm. You know, 70 years ago, we were exporting whole grains to Europe. Now we're exporting more feed products. And the old system, the old elevators are really not designed to do that. So that was the number one thing we wanted to do different. And as you saw today, that's what we did.
Absolutely. Now tell me a little bit about just the system today. Brandon and I were talking a little bit about the challenges we're facing right now, just trying to move anything, be it rail car, semis, or waterways. Tell me how you're analyzing from a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, how you're handling that.
Well, the unique thing about the DeLong Company is that we are still very involved in the container business, which is the biggest place is Chicago for that. So we can look at all of these different origin points, destination points, and we can pick the best mode of transportation, the best way to market that grain so the farmer gets the best return.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we do every day. Mm-hmm. We're a grain company on the door, but logistics is really what we're looking at.
Yeah.
And there's always challenges. And then it's really what we come to work every day to solve.
Right, yeah. Well, and that's the other thing after seeing the facility on the Port of Milwaukee is it's only a holding spot. You guys don't want product being there for very long because, as you said, logistics are get it in, get it out. Tell me where most of the product that the Port of Milwaukee's facility will turn is going and how is it getting there?
Well, the number one destinations will be North Europe, North Africa, the Mediterranean and Middle East. Those will go by bulk vessel, 30,000 deadweight tons size ship. Currently, because the seaway is closed, the locks and dam system, we will be exporting barges to New Orleans to go out, and most of that grain will end up in Asia. So that's really our two markets will be Asia and Europe.
Have you had anxious moments with water levels? That is in the news all the time. Here we sit in December, mid-December, and we don't have snow on the ground. Tell me a little bit about how you're maneuvering around water levels.
Well, you know, especially the river system has had a bit of an issue the last couple of years with water levels. I would say a substantial issue, actually. That's one of the things the Great Lakes provides us another, you know, outlet through the St. Lawrence Seaway. But like I said, we are also loading barges that are going to use that system. But it is a concern. I think for years you go along and, well, it just works. It always has.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the water problems in the Illinois River, the Mississippi, and now the Panama Canal, you know, there's a lot of things that are having to change to move our grain for export.
Right. Are you seeing that pick up in conversation with the DeLong Company? More people approaching, say, can you do this? Will you be able to do this? Like you said, right now the lock and dam system's closed, but already they're trying to get their place in line for when it reopens.
Well, yes. We are consistently fielding opportunities for lakes open. So April, as far as exports to Asia, you know, they're when you can't go through the Panama Canal, you add 15 to 20 days transit, you know, via the different routes. You know, there's some real fear there. I think, you know, if we were in a really hot demand scenario, I think temperatures would be quite high and people would be very concerned. We're kind of just in a so-so demand. So people are cautious. They definitely want, you know, options to get their cargo. But no one is really on fire, I wouldn't say, at the moment.
Interesting. Now, what about some of the other support mechanisms? Rail cars, you've got a rail spur right next to your facility, not necessarily something that's important right now, but it's all about logistics again. And then ship availability. You mentioned barges that are going down the Mississippi via Chicago. How about availability of those kinds of modes of transportation?
Well, we'll start with the rail cars. You know, on the processed product side, which is mostly what we're going to receive here, DDG, soybean meal, the actual production facilities own their own cars. So it's just about, you know, railroads bringing them in. The nice thing about Milwaukee compared to maybe what they've done traditionally is it's a much shorter route. Mm-hmm. So they get better use out of those cars. Mm-hmm. So they are actually very excited to have another option, you know, another market for their product.
Yeah.
You know, on the vessel side, it's been kind of a unique fall. We had the first Seaway strike, I think, since 1968. So, you know, luck would have it that it was our first year. But, you know, we're getting through all that. We're finding ways. As far as barge availability, it's been fairly good. So no issues there.
Now, where is this facility going? I mean, it's beautiful right now. It's state of the art. It's already got its first run through, let's say, Brandon. But what's on the horizon? Dependent on markets, I'm sure, and world economies. But tell me a little bit about where you're training your eye for the future.
Well, you know, our thought process is we really want to grow our business in Europe, North Africa, Med. And we feel like we can do that because of the processed products we're able to offer. There's a tremendous amount of soybean crushing that is going to get built, or capacity going to get built over the next few years. We're positioned for that very well. And kind of where I started, we're able to handle these processed products where others it's maybe more difficult for. And lastly, we've got a phase two for this facility where we're going to put some upright storage. So we can maybe, the thought process behind that is, instead of a vessel of one commodity or two commodities, maybe we can add two or three, build these grocery-type ships is what they're called in the industry, and really target maybe smaller feed mills and give them all the pieces they want, or maybe more of the pieces, instead of an incredibly large vessel of one commodity. And, you know, that's even more important when we see 7 or 8, 9% interest rates. When interest rates are 3%, you can afford to store it.
Yep.
A lot easier. When interest rates are high, people want to turn that product. So we're trying to really value add, give our customers something they haven't been able to get before.
Now, we're talking about the Port of Milwaukee, which is something that's had history as a shipping port. A lot of buzz about, okay, come on, Superior, let's get online, let's improve you. Even Green Bay talking about improvements there. Are you confident that's a... Do we have enough business for Wisconsin to turn those transportation arteries into viable business opportunities too?
Well, you know, I'm sure not an expert on the Port of Superior, but they you know, they focus on wheat. There's some other opportunities for them. You know, depending on where it's going, what it's doing, I would say we could maybe work in tandem. I'll go back to the grocery ship.
Yeah.
You know, we're not a great place to originate maybe some super high quality wheats that they raise in the Western Corn Belt, but they are. So maybe we can look at partnering where we load part of the vessel with high-quality wheat, part of the vessel with a feed ingredient. I think there's things to do together.
You think there's value added in the Great Lakes again?
Absolutely.
There you go. Brandon Bickham, he's in charge of exports for the DeLong Company. Very excited about the business they see coming to the state of Wisconsin and going to the international marketplace, courtesy of the new Port of Milwaukee facilities. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council. Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Right near East Town Mall.
Pam is the name. Farm speak is the game. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Boy, and today everybody's speaking about the first winter storm that we've seen in Wisconsin. Again, like we said, it's the eighth day or ninth day of January, and now just starting to get our legs under us as far as driving is concerned. Let's talk about it. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, joining us. And, you know, we knew it was coming. Now today we get our first real taste of things. We're under a winter storm advisory, Stu. Right now, when I look out the studio windows, there's not a lot happening out there, but it's on the way, huh?
It is on the way. We've got a little covering all over, you know, just enough to cover out on my deck. That's what I hear. I got a couple of different reports here indicating, like at Elkhorn, they say they have just over an inch on the ground already today. Depends how you measure it. But low pressure is down around Missouri. Yes, we had the advisory now. In just a short time, 6 a.m., the winter storm warning takes over for a good part of southern and eastern Wisconsin. The winter weather advisory further north from La Crosse and up toward Eau Claire in that area, that will follow in yet for later in the day. But I do anticipate there will be snow that does get a bit heavier. In fact, the weather radar indicating some more moderate snow in the far northeast corner of Iowa, just into western Wisconsin. Yeah, Prairie du Chien up toward La Crosse. Snow a little heavier in that western and west central part of the state, if you will. And it's all going to push north and northeast during the day. So we are going to see more snow. Snow covering a good part of Iowa down to northern Missouri. Rain from into central and southern parts of Illinois into western Indiana, but I expect mostly we're going to talk about some snow in Wisconsin, and with the winds, a little more blowing and drifting as well. We'll have those forecast details right after this.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
All right, buddy, everybody's hanging on your words this morning. Tell us what's coming up.
All right, well, the winter storm warning kicks in, runs till later tomorrow afternoon. Expect clouds and snow that could be heavy at times. Be some blowing snow as well during the day today. And we all should find our way into the 30s, nobody warmer than 35. And winds out of the north, 10 to 20, they'll be gusting up around 30. Today, I'd say some snow amounts pretty easily up into the 3 to 6, maybe near 8 inches added to what we have. Overnight, still some snow around, trying to taper off somewhat, blowing the like, falling into the mid-20s, how about that, say 24 or so, and winds out of the northwest could gust near 30 and 35, mostly cloudy Wednesday, only close to 30, and the northwest winds 5 to 15 become south. The next low builds in from the west, a little snow likely Wednesday night. Partly sunny Thursday, only upper 20s. West winds at 5 to 10. I'd say a little more snow, Pam, Thursday night, Friday, just to cover it up to wrap up the week.
So what are we thinking out of this? What are the volumes that you're expecting?
I yesterday really was pushing, especially Eastern Wisconsin, 6 to 10. I think for a lot of us now, if we get 6, maybe 8, going to be difficult with a lot of blowing.
So Eastern Wisconsin more than Western?
That would be the way it had been looking, yes.
All right. Well, we'll see what we got on the ground by tomorrow morning. Good enough. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Stu Mutker, ag meteorologist, with the weather details you're looking for on this Tuesday morning. Like you said, we're going to have to kind of wait and see how this all plays out. Again, the talk text line looking for your response, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Let me know what's happening weather-wise in your backyard.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Fewer than 200 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners remain grounded after Friday's mishap with an Alaska Airlines flight.
The missing panel that blew out where an emergency door would go was found in a backyard in Oregon. This is National Transportation Safety Board Chief Jennifer Homedy.
We are still looking for the bottom hinge fitting and a spring. It's a pretty large spring. The fitting is a green circular piece with a hole in it.
She says having these missing parts is not key to the investigation, but it helps to have them. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A three-judge panel of the Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court takes arguments today on Donald Trump's immunity claims against charges in the insurrection in 2021. Taiwan, which holds presidential and parliamentary elections Saturday, says China launched a satellite alerts sent to cell phones warning of a missile flyover. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is under a winter storm watch. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it will be windy, too. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana on Monday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Upfront he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers says he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers move up from the top 25. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers, after beating Nebraska over the weekend, moving up six spots to the number 15th ranked team in the nation. Marquette fell out of the top 10 after losing to Seton Hall. The Golden Eagles now ranked 11th. NBA, the Bucks with another loss at home, this time to the Utah Jazz, 132-116. Damian Lillard out due to personal reasons. Fans starting to boo last night at Fiserv Forum. Giannis says he can't blame them.
I think we have great fans, but like, I don't want to leave. You don't play hard. You don't give everything to the team. There's times that you might get booed. I'll boo myself. I was like, I heard the boo, and I was like, boo. I was like, in my head, I was booing myself.
Charles Barkley on TNT.
They're going to have to find a way to get better defensively. This is what Adrian Griffin's got to come in and say, hey, guys, we're scoring enough points. But does he have the personality to challenge those guys? Because when you win games, you don't address things. They're awful defensively.
That's Charles Barkley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through the rest of today and into tonight. We're talking 8 to 12 inches of accumulation. The wind is going to be an issue, too, with gusts to 35, even up to 40 at times later today and tonight. That will create blowing snow. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Two times I was nervous.
Who needs an alarm clock when you've got the farm babe? Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Oh, I'm sure everybody's going to be up and at them today just to watch what develops as far as the weather is concerned. That's where everybody's eyes seem to be trained this morning. We are under a winter storm advisory, if you hadn't already heard. It's going to run basically through the day today and into tomorrow morning. Measurable amounts of snow possible depending on where you are. You heard Stu Muck talking about it. 34 are expected, high 4 today. Watch out for the winds out of the northeast, up to 24, gusting to more than 40 miles an hour across the state. Tonight, down to 27. Then tomorrow, things start tapering off. Wednesday's highs around 31. A little colder on Thursday and Friday, with 27 are expected high. Friday, another chance of snow back in the forecast. I'm Pam Yonke. Really glad you're along with us on this, the 9th day of January. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day, in 1768, a fellow by the name of Philip Astley opens the world's first modern circus. He actually was an equestrian that rode horses, had a riding school in London, but then after riding school, he'd perform tricks for an audience in the afternoon. And that's what they call the first modern circus. Started on this day back in 1768. On this day in 1861, the first shots of the American Civil War were fired. The steamer Star of the West was fired on by the Confederates as it tried to enter Charleston Harbor. That was on this day back in 1861. On this day, let's see, in 1959, the TV Western Rawhide with Clint Eastwood premieres on CBS. And now you know. Well, like I said, everybody's talking about the weather this morning. Doesn't matter what you do. I think a lot of our snowplow folks, a lot of our folks that snowplow for others, happy to see the snow arrive finally. Farmers, to a certain extent, are happy to see the snow arrive as well. Why? Because it means moisture. Charity Seebecker had a chance to visit with Shane Hubbard, who is a researcher at the Space Science and Engineering Center on the UW-Madison campus. He said this storm that's coming in is bringing valuable moisture for the state of Wisconsin and hopefully helping to ease concerns about the drought this year.
So again, here in southern Wisconsin and in northern Wisconsin, for the most part, we're at average. So we'd want to see those average precipitation amounts to come through in this early springtime so that we have nice soil moisture for the growing season and when we start getting crops in the ground. Again, southwestern Wisconsin, we'd like to see some precipitation. We are going to have some chances for above normal precipitation in January. So that is good. And those should line up pretty well with where we have dry conditions. So hopefully that'll ease the drought conditions that we have there. And then as we go through January, we really want to make sure that we see some additional precipitation, because I think what we're seeing is the potential for drought conditions to develop again throughout most of Wisconsin as we get into May and June.
And when we talk about the weather, it's usually always about predictions, what's ahead, but we also have to reference a lot of the past because that plays a role into it. Have you noticed anything in 2023's growing season that will impact us now moving into 2024?
Well, yeah, I mean, thankfully, had we not received the precipitation we had in August and September and even into October, I think we'd be really struggling with precipitation totals and soil moisture. That late year, late season precipitation really, really helped us had we not received that. So again, in southwestern Wisconsin, they didn't. And so you can see the drought conditions over there and how that's going to play a role. Thankfully, in the rest of the state, we did get that precipitation. And so that's going to help. So, and if we think about La Nina, if you kind of look back to what happened in that previous winter, we had warmer conditions again, similar to El Nino, but we also had higher precipitation totals. And so if we do have drought this year, I would expect that toward the fall months and winter months this year, as we transition into La Nina, which is forecasted, we would see a pickup in the precipitation so that our growing season the following year, so we're already looking into 2025, we could see the soil moisture return back to normal.
And as we know, in a global marketplace, what happens around the world really impacts our markets and commodities here in Wisconsin. So are there any weather trends or patterns that are impacting how we are transporting goods?
So there's a really high relationship between El Nino and what happens in South America. And so in South America, we actually see similar conditions to what we see here. We see drier conditions there. We tend to see warmer conditions there. And so yields generally go down in South America. However, we see better growing conditions in places in Europe. So Europe and Asia as well. And so in those areas where we have a lot of crops that are being sold, they tend to do a little bit better in those areas. While here in the sort of Western hemisphere, our crops tend to do a little bit worse.
And what other information can you offer potentially about what's happening around the world in terms of those weather seasons, whether that's the earthquake season, the hurricane seasons, those types of things that agriculture may need to be paying attention to?
So it's interesting. You know, most people don't think hurricanes affect us here in Wisconsin, but they do. We do get some tropical systems. They're no longer hurricanes, right? I mean, we don't have to worry about a hurricane coming through Wisconsin, but we do get the precipitation from those. And so during El Nino events, we tend to see fewer hurricanes, which would mean less impacts to Wisconsin from the precipitation from those. However, during La Nina events, we see more hurricanes. And so a higher possibility that we would see one of these systems coming through here and giving us additional precipitation. So as we continue to watch the forecast, you know, hurricane season begins in November. La Nina starts in November. So any impacts that we might have from those hurricanes would be later in the year after the growing season is over, and they would help for things that might happen in 2025.
Shane Hubbard, he's a research scientist at the Space Science and Engineering Center on the UW-Madison campus. Like you said, this is moisture, and hopefully it will ease some of the drought concerns that we've had around the state. But he said, keep an eye on what develops as far as weather beginning May and June. That could tip the hand on whether or not drought is still in the forecast.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck, thanks to Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the state's largest general agriculture organization for over 100 years. Join now at WFBF.com and Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Twitter.
Speaking of where we're going, Charity Seebecker is going to be at the Wisconsin Fair Association's annual convention tomorrow night for the announcement on the 2023 Fairest of the Fairs. Earlier this week, yesterday as a matter of fact, they recognized the winners of the Everybody's Got a Fair Story event. More than 50 entries submitted from across the state of Wisconsin, people sharing their stories that occurred at a county fair, a district fair, a state fair. Congratulations to the grand champion winner from Monroe County, her name, Corey Blank from Cashton. Corey shared the story of how she got engaged at the Monroe County Fair. Congratulations. Like I said, that event continues through tomorrow evening.
Markets and overnight electronic trade this morning, not real impressive. Yesterday in Chicago, as far as our dairy trade, barrel cheese gained 4.5 cents to 145.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 2.25, 145.75. Double A butter, though, down 4.5 to 253 a pound. The Class 3 fluid milk for February this morning's up 12, 1586. March is up 14 at 1642. Currently, March corn's up a penny at 455. December new crop unchanged at 489. March soybeans are up 2 at 1248. November soybeans up 4 at 1206. And July new crop wheat up 3 at 620 a bushel. So what's happening with our markets this morning and what do we need to prepare for? John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live in just a moment.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on News from the Center, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on News from the Center, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM WRCE.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
To end childhood lead poisoning. EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
If Mary had a little lamb, you can bet she'd talk to her about it. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Time to catch up with our friend John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Don't forget their website, totalfarmmarketing.com. If you want to talk to John, the toll-free number, 800-334-9779. That's 800-334-9779. John, we're going to start off with what everybody's talking about in Wisconsin this morning, the weather. And despite the fact that it impacts all of our lives, if you've got to get around, you've got kids or anything like that, it's also potentially impacting the markets. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, we see a little bit more impact sometimes in the livestock sector. Obviously, with weather coming through, it makes transportation difficult in terms of getting animals to the packers. So we see sometimes some cash bid there. Plus, if it got a longer range effect, you know, it slows down some of the weight gain and things of that nature. So it just can, you know, can kind of back up some animals a little bit. So that's something we have to watch. Sometimes you get a shorter term impact in terms of price, just trying to encourage the producer to get those animals to the packer. And then at the same time, you know, maybe a little longer term too, if we back up things here in terms of the supply chain, you know, cattle weights right now are pretty tuck on heavy, so that's, you know, something maybe we don't need here is getting more cattle backed up, because that's kind of way the process has been working here, and, you know, getting a little bit extra supply out there, which kind of limits our prices.
Well, and we're not the only ones that have been seeing snow. This kind of a storm hit the, shall we say, central Midwest and upper Midwest last week.
Yes, it did. And then obviously it's coming through cattle country here before it gets to us. And, you know, we're already seeing pictures in terms of the feedlots and the snow that gets in the way there and things that they have to manage. And, you know, and obviously, too, the stress on the cattle, too, because, you know, the colder temperatures are going to come behind it. You know, so it's just always one of those things that we deal with in the summer and the winter time, excuse me. And that's one of those things sometimes can give us a little bit of a push in prices.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that as this storm unfolds. Let's talk a little bit about what's not happening in the grain market. I was hoping that we'd see some direction after the beginning of the new calendar year when everybody kind of came back in online after the holiday. But boy, it's still a flat line when it comes to the pulse of what's going on in commodities.
Yeah, the agricultural sector continues to see some pressure. Obviously, the grain market is where we're seeing the most pressure right now, and I was a little cautious about this going into the first of the year. You know, the path was sideways to lower, but since we've hit the turn to calendar to the 24 here, the path has been faster to lower as the funds have really started pushing their short position. They're really holding a lot of length now in terms of shortness in the corn market, over 200,000 contracts, and now negative the bean market and have been holding that short in the wheat market for a long time. And they just don't have any news to get that out at this time frame or to make them uncomfortable. South American weather still seems to be the major driver, obviously, of the price. Things have improved or picked up some moisture, even despite some really variable yield numbers coming out of that country. Again, it's just a real hard thing to peg in terms of what that Brazil production is going to be just because of the size of the nation and where they are in terms of their cycle. Some areas are harvesting, some areas are still planting, you know, so it's just a hard picture to put together. We do have the supply demand report this week. We're going to see some estimates there. We're going to be looking forward to looking at and seeing how, you know, maybe that can help us find some footing. Typically, the January report is a market mover. I think the market's going to really be focused on what's going on with that Brazil crop, but what adjustments does the USDA make there? And then are there any surprises maybe lying in the weeds here on the U.S. side?
Are you getting any rumors, any feel on any of that yet, John?
You know, we're starting to see some of the pre-estimates. Again, this one's the full report, crop production, as well as, you know, looking at the grain stock side of it. First off, one question I've had, I'm kind of watching and just going to see how it plays out. And, you know, on the grain stock side, what was the first quarter usage for corn? You know, we've got a lot of supply out there right now. That's another factor really weighing on prices. It's just the overabundance of supply. Still talking to producers. You know, there's some guys left things in the fields because they couldn't get it moved anywhere. And they're still in the process of getting some of those bushels harvested. You know, we're looking at a supply in terms of grain stocks that's about, you know, 1.2 billion bushels more than last year in this window. I'm only looking at that feed usage side for corn. The USDA took about 400 million bushels off from 22 to 23, added another 100 million back in going in 23 to 24. But we've saw some big jumps in cattle numbers and hog numbers on these quarterly hogs and pigs report, as well as the cattle and feed numbers here at the end of the year. Maybe that feed usage side, especially with the good weather we've had, you know, could be a little bit higher. Could that be one of those surprises to help us bring that carry out back under 2 billion bushels, which in this case, with a market leaning the way it is, it could really maybe get a little bit of a price pop. But I hate to say it, if we get anything that's on a good move on the corn market to the upside, probably needs to still be met with selling pressure.
Now, let's talk. This is John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. I want to remind you again, totalfarmmarketing.com is their website, and you can call them 800-334-9779. His email, john h@totalfarmmarketing.com. So let's talk about the best scenario that we could see out of WASD this week, John. Let's train our eyes specifically on what's happening with Brazil and Argentina, because like you said, right now, theirs is the great unknown.
Very much so, you know, and obviously we don't talk a lot about Argentina and we really need to. You know, they've been through 2 years of drought, but crops are looking very good this year. Production's coming back to normal. So that's going to be the other side of this. Yeah, we're losing some bushels there in Brazil in terms of that bean crop, but Argentina's going to easily absorb what's probably coming out of that country in terms of the loss there. So that's one of those pressures that's going to stay in the market. Yeah, we're going to be looking very closely at what the USDA does with Argentina. Argentina? Do they slow, or in Brazil, do they slow play the weather in Brazil in terms of bringing the production down? We're seeing numbers down in the low 150s now from some of the private analysts down there. You know, the USDA is still well at the 160 level. So we'll see what happens there. We do also get the CONAB numbers, the Brazilian Ag Agency's numbers coming out this week as well. So we'll see if they make any more adjustments in that regard. Just regardless, though, there's still going to be some heavy supplies coming out here in the short term. We're seeing the impact on bean prices as well as just the lack of demand. We haven't had a reported sale for anything from U.S. here since the 19th of December. And I think that's all just what's weighing on price. So hopefully we can get something to turn this market around, or at least find some footing as we get further here into the late winter and spring.
Yeah, like I said, I was hoping we'd see some kind of a pop, but at least as of today, not necessarily mustering up. All right, John, very good. We appreciate the conversation. We'll wait and see what the World Ag Supply Demand Report holds in store for us and catch up with you next week so we can do a little bit of a post-mortem on everything that comes out.
This sounds good. Have a great week.
All right. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, joining us live this morning. Again, that website, totalfarmmarketing.com. Toll-free number is 800-334-9779. That's 800-334-9779. And his email is johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. We appreciate him having a conversation with us today, even if it's not necessarily a positive conversation. Be safe out there. Again, depending on where you are, the snow is going to be measurable. Don't forget our Farm Talk text line if you want to tell us what's going on. That's 877-301-FARM. I know so many numbers this morning. 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Farmers are less worried about inflation, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer closed out 2023 with the impression that farmers are expecting inflation to subside a bit. Purdue Ag Economist Jim Mintert says the survey results reflected a recent improvement in the USDA's farm income forecast for 2023.
Things were a little better here at the end of the year, in retrospect, than the expectation was in late summer. And I think that's showed up in our surveys across the fall. We saw an improvement across the board. And I think a lot of it was driven by the fact that income levels were a little better than people expected.
Mintert says the farm financial performance portion of the ag barometer rose again in December. He also points out that farmers appear to be more interested in making capital investments in their farms, such as equipment. Mintert says farmers perceive dealers to be overstocked.
You can see it. It's obvious on those dealer lots. There's a lot more equipment, a lot more new and used equipment sitting on those lots than there was 2 years ago or even a year ago. So that's really changed. And I think my interpretation of that is those higher dealer inventories point to the idea that maybe you've got some bargaining power, right? And that makes it a little better time, perhaps, to make a deal or make an investment.
To learn more, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversation.
You are listening to WRCE, 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot.